Hello, Whisperers. I'm your host, Dr. Fee, and this is the Whispering Podcast. Today, we're stepping into one of the most foundational and perhaps most misunderstood subjects in all philosophy and spiritual exploration, and the underlying topic of my doctorate. That's right, we're talking metaphysics. Now, don't worry, we're not diving into dense academic jargon. I'm not going to blow your mind with academic terminology. We are just skimming, and when I say skimming, I do mean it, skimming the surface. Metaphysics might sound intimidating, but at its heart, it's simply the quest to understand what lies beyond the physical. It asks the big questions, the kind that we whisper to ourselves at night or shout silently to the stars. What is reality? Do we have a soul? What is time? Is there something more? So, Whisperers, settle in, open your mind, and let's journey beyond the veil. So here's the first question. Actually, what is metaphysics? The word metaphysics comes from the Greek meta, ta, physika, meaning after the physics. It was originally the name for the section of Aristotle's work that came after his book on physics. But it's come to mean something deeper, the study of things beyond the material world. In traditional philosophy, metaphysics tackles things like being and existence. Why is there something rather than nothing? Time and space. Are they real or constructs? Cause and effect. Consciousness and reality. But in the spiritual world, which is where the Whispering Podcast likes to dwell, metaphysics becomes the bridge between science and philosophy and mysticism. It's where we begin to ask, to me, the important questions. Is the universe conscious? Can thought shape reality? Do other dimensions exist? And the big one, what happens after death? So let's talk the soul, the self, the consciousness. Perhaps the most profound metaphysical question is, what am I? Not your job, not your body, not your memories. What is the I that experiences your life? I'm going to come off script a little bit here, and I'm going to ask you a very important question. When you scan your body from top to toe, where do you think you reside? Do you feel like you're up in your head? Do you feel like you're in your throat, because that's where you express yourself? Or perhaps in your heart, because that's where you have all your emotions? But if you can pinpoint to one place within your body, where do you exist? Back to script now. As I said, I want to know where the I in you exists. If you think about your own existence, I feel like the answer could very well be that it shifts. Do you sometimes feel like you're up in your head? Sometimes you feel like you're in the pit of your stomach. Perhaps you shift according to the outwardly and inwardly forces that impact you on a daily basis. I'm not sure that there is actually a correct answer, but if you feel like you know, drop us a message. Metaphysicians, from ancient Indian sages to modern quantum theorists, have all grappled with this. Is consciousness a byproduct of the brain, or is it the very fabric of the universe, and the brain is just tuning into it like a radio? Some metaphysical schools suggest we are fragments of universal consciousness, temporarily experiencing life in a physical form. Others see the soul as an eternal, evolving essence, not bound by time or even identity. This is where metaphysics overlaps with the mystical. Think near-death experiences, reincarnation, astral projection, all phenomena that suggest consciousness may exist beyond the body. Science, however, hasn't caught up, but metaphysics dares to go where science fears to dread. Let's talk time, space, and the illusion of reality. We're going to bend our minds a little bit further here, because metaphysics also asks, is time real? Modern physics tells us time is relative. It speeds up, it slows down, it bends, it even stops depending on gravity and velocity. But metaphysicians go further. Some suggest that time is not real at all. It's an illusion created by consciousness so that we can experience change. And space? Distance? Even that may not be what we think. Some theories suggest that everything is connected, instantly, beyond the laws of classical physics. This is echoed in spiritual traditions that speak of oneness, collective consciousness, or the Akashic records, a kind of cosmic memory bank where all knowledge, past, present, and future exists. Could time be a spiral rather than a line? Could we exist in many realities all at once? Could dreams, déjà vu, or precognition be glimpses beyond linear time? Metaphysics says, why not? Manifestations and the nature of reality. Now for me, here is where things get really interesting and personal. If reality isn't solid, if it's influenced by consciousness, then what role do we play in shaping it? This leads us nicely into manifestation, the law of attraction, and the power of thought. These are metaphysical ideas rooted in the belief that our inner world can affect our outer experience. Quantum physics has shown us that observation can influence outcome. Metaphysics goes a step further and says intention, emotion, and belief can all shape your reality. Some call this pseudoscience, others call it witchcraft, voodoo, woo-woo. But countless people report real results when they align their thoughts, beliefs and actions with what they desire, suggesting perhaps there's more to the universe than we can actually measure. Here's my closing thoughts, and it has been a very brief whistle-stop tour of metaphysics. I think I might do a deep dive into metaphysics a little bit later on into the season, just because I believe that it deserves the attention and a lot more focus on some of the key aspects of metaphysics. In itself, it's about asking the right questions. It's about exploring the space between science and spirit, between what is known and what is felt, and where ancient wisdom meets modern inquiry. So, whether you believe in parallel dimensions, universal consciousness, or simply enjoy pondering life's big mysteries, metaphysics gives us the permission to wonder, to explore, to whisper. Thank you so much for listening to today's Whisper. If you have any stories you'd like to share or thoughts on today's episode, let us know at hello at thewhisperingpodcast.co.uk. Don't forget to like this episode, and definitely don't forget to hit subscribe. And until next time, sleep well.